Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, August 31st. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. I am so excited to be here with you today, and I trust that all of you have had a great weekend, spending some time with your family, spending some time with yourself, and doing a little bit of joy pampering. Now, if you don't know what joy pampering is something that I coined maybe about 8 years ago on the show, and where we talked about that it is your responsibility to bring joy into your life. And you know what? Even in the midst of the quarantine and COVID-19 and all of this stuff going on, it is so important to still look at ways to bring just joy into your life. Now, one of the things that I do know about joy and things that make you feel good inside is that sometimes joy has a lot to do with the things that you do outside of yourself rather than the things that you do from the inside, right? It starts from the inside and works on the outside. And one of the things is learning to love other people in a way that's simple, like calling someone and saying, hey, you know, I haven't talked to you in a long time. How are you doing? How's your family doing? Just wanted to say I love you and let you know that you are on my mind. Just simple things that allow you to express love can bring you incredible joy and a feeling, an elated feeling of satisfaction and happiness. I think that's because God just built us to help other people, to love other people, to share our passions, and to express love. But some other things that can bring you joy as well is to love yourself. And loving yourself is one of the greatest things on this earth that you can do. And sometimes loving yourself doesn't always mean doing what you want. It sometimes means doing what's best for you, you know? And sometimes you just kind of have to push away. Sometimes you have to take a break. Sometimes you have to take that me time and get away from family and get into a quiet space. And I know with a lot of moms who have their children at home, and it's just a constant noise going on in the background, or you know how sometimes if kids are a certain age, they can go back and forth with each other, and you find yourself playing referee, you know. So it's important for you to find the time of day that you can have that quiet space where you are just able to, you know, just sip on a cup of tea, cup of coffee, whatever beverage you like, and just relax and do nothing. Just simply sit there and allow your mind to rejuvenate itself. And sometimes that's what's needed. We need to learn how to, what I call, joy pamper ourselves, right? So very, very important. And, you know, as we continue to go on with COVID-19 and all of the things that are going on, you know, we just have to continue to practice safety measures as well as keeping our distance, which is so very, very important. And I want to remind everyone, because a lot of this is going on, I'm hearing a lot of people saying, hey, I've got family coming over for dinner. Listen, just because you are related to someone, it definitely does not mean that they are free of COVID-19, right? It doesn't matter. Unless it's your inner family that's been living with you and you know where everybody is going, you know who's everybody who has been exposed to, and sometimes even that is difficult, You still have to practice safety measures about who you let in your home, right? So just because they are a family member, it does not mean that you still shouldn't practice safety measures. So very, very important. I just want to remind everyone of that fact. We've got a great topic today on the show. all this month, during the month of August, we certainly have stayed true to our theme, and that is, you know, all about marketing and how important that is. And so today, as we put closure on marketing, what it is, and, you know, all of the different things that we have discussed, we're going to talk about the truth about marketing. I wanted to just end the topic today with just reminding you of some things about marketing that you may not know, because there are a lot of myths out there about marketing and about how to market, but I wanted to remind you guys of some things that I think you should know about marketing and how important it is for you to have a marketing plan. So we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. And then the other thing I wanted to remind you guys, two very important things I think that really go hand in hand with marketing, especially for a lot of solo entrepreneurs, right, is networking and follow-up. I think those are so important to the marketing system altogether, and I think it's important for us to realize that without follow-up, nothing can actually be done. So again, I want to talk a little bit about the follow-up system and why it's so important. And then I also want to just share a little bit about networking and why I think that a business networking plan is so very, very important when you are talking about getting out there and meeting a lot of different people. So we're going to have a really good show today, and I'm excited. I want you guys to go ahead and get your pen and notepad ready to take some really good notes for information that you're going to be able to use. Now, for those of you that are new to the show, I do see that the board is packed out today, and I want to thank everybody for dialing in. I want to let those of you who are not familiar with Successful Woman Radio, I want to let you guys know who we are and what the show is all about. Successful Woman Radio, for sure, is all about providing you, the businesswoman, with a positive environment where you can be motivated, encouraged, and inspired to create a successful life generating the income that you desire. And I want to piggyback on just that small portion right there, the income that you desire. I think it's so important for a businesswoman to know exactly the income she's trying to bring in for herself. And I really should change that word. Instead of saying income, I should say revenue, because revenue is the gross amount of money that you want to bring in into your business. And included in your revenue is going to be your income, and then it's also going to be your net profit for your business, because your business has to make money in order to sustain itself and in order to keep going, right? And so there is the revenue. So I think I'll change that word. Instead of saying income, I want to say revenue, because it's so very, very important. But I think it's important for you to understand just how key numbers really are to your success. And I encourage all of you that are listening to become the queen of cash flow, to understand that the numbers are going to help you to have anything that you desire, anything that you want. The one thing that I love about numbers is that as you plan for your financial success in your business and you create a cash flow, you are going to be able to know exactly how many customers you need in order to make a certain amount of money. And so then what happens is that once you know that, the goal is to then understand that I've got to create a marketing system that's going to attract people so that I can generate leads and from the leads be able to close the sale. And I think that is what's so very, very important. And so, again, you know, as a businesswoman, as a CEO of your business, no matter how small your company is, it could just be you, and you, right? You are still the CEO of your business. It's important for you to jump into that CEO role and to become that queen of cash flow and to know those numbers. So very, very important. So to those of you who are new to the show, this is what we are all about. It's about helping you to really develop that leadership mindset that you need to have. It's about helping you to understand that success success is yours for the taking. You don't have to have authority from anybody other than God and yourself to be a successful woman. And so it is key for you, though, to make sure you understand that you can't always have a mindset of being the laborer in your business, but you must learn to be the leader of your business. And so we're going to talk about that as we continue throughout this year with helping you to have tools and resources and understand how to be more successful in your life and business. So welcome to Successful Woman Radio. Make sure that you mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon Eastern time. And always, you know, have a pen and paper. And I say, hey, just get your spiral-bound notebook. And for right now, just make that your Successful Woman Radio journal, because trust me, I have so many hundreds of women who've shared with me over the years that they've been able to go back in their notes and different things like that, and they've been able to take some of that information and put it to good use in their business. It is 12:13 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. And who am I? I'm Trina Newby, founder of Women About Biz and your business success coach. Okay, let's go ahead and get started with talking about a little bit about business networking. And it's been a while since I've touched on business networking and how important that is. But what I want to share with you guys, as we have been talking about marketing all throughout the month of August, I want to share with you guys that I notice a lot of people have a tendency, even though we are quarantined, they have a tendency not to network with anybody. So I want to share with you a way that you can still connect, that you can still business network with other people, right? So the first thing that you have to do before you business network, I think it's important for you to have a plan or a system. As a matter of fact, you know, just jot this down. For everything that I want to happen in my business, it must be a system attached to it, right? You must learn how to systemize everything in your business. And so it is with business networking itself. So what I want to do is just give you guys some things that should be in your business networking plan. Okay, so the first thing is you should have a written networking system and follow it in building relationships with your contacts. So what goes into your networking system or your networking plan? Well, the first thing is that you really do need to have a way to keep up with the contacts and the different people that you are meeting in networking meetings, because it's nothing like someone saying that they met you at a networking event or what have you. You can't remember who they are. You don't know who they are. But yet this person seems to be familiar with you and even tells you a few things that they have said. Well, that is because we are exposed to so many people every day. And a lot of those people that we are exposed to, a lot of those people that we connect with oftentimes, they can pick up on keywords and phrases that we may say to them when we are communicating, but we may have moved from that keyword or phrase and gone on to talk to another person or picked up on something someone else has said to us, and so it can be lost or fallen through the cracks. And so the important thing that you need to remember in networking is that you must learn to network on purpose. Networking doesn't mean that you should fill up your page with people and call them just for the sake of calling. You have to be strategic in networking and know people that you actually want to connect with. Now, the first place I say that we should start with, especially during this quarantine time, is you need to be starting with those friends that you have on social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You need to be looking at the individuals. Have you ever looked at the people that follow you to know who they are and what they are all about? Well, there is certainly diamonds in your backyard, because a lot of these people could become or have the potential to be your customer or client. But if you're not reaching out to them, then how are you ever going to know? So what I want to challenge all of you to do is I want to challenge you to do at least 2 to 3 connection calls a day. Now, this seems like it might be a little bit a lot because at the end of the week, let's say if you have a 5-day week, Monday through Friday, then that could be anywhere between 10 and 15 connection calls for the week, right? But connection calls are very important. So I want to explain to you what a connection call is. A connection call is a communication with someone, usually one person, who has connected with you, but you really do not know them, right? And usually they've connected with you through social media. So one of the things you want to do is people are asking you to accept their friend request, you need to go to their social media page and just kind of peruse it and look at who they are, what they are all about. And one of the things that I do is if a person doesn't have their picture up, I don't even want to deal with them. I'm going to tell you why, because they are not good networkers. They don't even have their picture up, and I can't really get a grip on someone who doesn't have a picture up on social media when social media is all about being transparent. So, again, I don't even network with anyone who doesn't have a picture, and I don't accept friends from anyone who doesn't have their social media page and profile set up. It's just my belief on that. So you need to look at those social media profiles, and then if you accept that person as a friend, you need to, within a 24 to 48-hour period, connect with them and say, hey, thank you for wanting to connect with me. So that we can get better acquainted, I would like to invite you to a connection call. This is where we have a phone chat and we are able to share what we each do and how we may be able to support or help one another. Here's my phone number. You always want to go ahead and just be the first person to say, hey, here's my phone number, so they know you are being authentic, you're being sincere. And I have about an 85 to 90 percentile rate of acceptance, meaning people are saying, yes, I'd like to have a connection call with you. The biggest thing about the connection call that you need to know, once a person accepts it, you need to go ahead right away and get it scheduled. Now, to cut out a lot of back and forth, one of the things that I recommend is that if you don't already, is that you have a calendar system that you are using that will help you to make the connection call and help a person to connect with you easier. Now, there are a lot of calendar tools that are out there, but I'm going to give you a few that are free. So if you have Google Calendar, you can automatically invite a person who has a Gmail account. You can automatically invite them to a meeting, but that's a little bit difficult to tell when you're on social media. So what you may want to do is use a third-party calendar tool that will connect with your Google Calendar. And one such tool that is pretty good is called Calendly, calendly.com, calendly.com. And so they have a free plan available. And, you know, unless you're a business coach or you've been looking for a way for other reasons to have appointments and stuff, just use the basic free plan for right now. And that way, when you request a person to do a connection call with you, you can then have your Calendly account set up and you can go right away and you can give them a link while you are dropping your phone number. You can also give them a link to go ahead and schedule the call. So you have to have your calendar set up first in order for you to do that. So many of you have hundreds of friends, and so you're not going to run out of people to ask, because every day there are people probably asking you to be their friend on social media, on Facebook. And so many of you have those type of friends that are in business as well, or they are following you and asking you to friend, be their friend on social media for some reason. So it's about time for you to find out exactly why, okay? So we were talking about creating the business networking plan, and I said, hey, you've got to have a written networking plan or system. And I talked about the first thing is that you have to have a way to connect with everybody. Now that you know how you can do the connection calls, right, which is going to help you to generate and build your mailing list, now what you need to do is you need to have kind of a database somewhere to keep all of those people's names, phone numbers, email, when you last talked to them, any notes that you want to make. And, you know, what if they qualify to be a customer or a client, then you want to be able to keep up with that as well. And one such tool to use is called Capsule CRM. I've brought up this tool before. I really love it. It's very simplistic. And it's spelled CAPSULECRM.com. CapsuleCRM.com. I really love this this particular software, this online tool. And it's a free version on that for up to 250 contacts. If you have more, then they have pay plans that are very, very reasonable. And so I think that you guys would really like that. So now you have a way to generate some leads and connect with other people and network through the connection call. And then you have a database system that you can use to also keep up with all of their contact information and even notes on each individual person, CapsuleCRM.com, right? So now you have those two things. Now, it's important, and this is very key, because the world of the Internet, the federal government has really kicked in there and has set up a lot of new laws communicating and connecting with people. So what you need to understand is that as you connect, as you communicate, either verbally or via email, it's important for you to ask permission. Say, hey, I have a weekly e-newsletter. I can bring you into my world, keep you up to date with what's going on, and I think you'll find it very interesting. And if that's the, if they say yes, then what I would suggest that you do is not just go add them to your email database. I would prefer for you to then send them a link that allows them to opt in on their very own, okay? And you can let them know, hey, I'm going to send you a link where you can actually opt in on your own, which I think is very, very important. Another part of the system that you have to do is to figure out just that. How am I going to follow up? How will I follow up with individuals that I actually connect with individuals that I meet? And I think that's very key. And so with that said, you have to have a follow-up system within the networking plan, right? How do you follow up? What's your rule of thumb when it comes to following up with someone that you have just met? I think that you really need to go ahead and just do it with anywhere between 12 to 24 hours that person should have been connected with, okay? Very, very important. The other thing that you need to have in your networking plan, and this is one of my favorite things, is that you need to have at least three 30-second commercials or sound bites describing your business services and the benefits that it could give to another individual, right? Because when you're sharing with the person who you are and what you do, you really don't want to get into a boasting or bragging mode. What you want to, and you're not trying to impress them upon them who you are, you're trying to impress upon them the benefits that you can bring value into their lives. And so you need some different types of sound bites based on, you know, what your company is and what you can do. So you need to do at least for now, at least three 30-second commercials, 15 to 30-second commercials, okay? Hi, have you ever, if you're a hairstylist, hi, I'm Cheryl, and I'm so excited that we're talking today. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a primary or backup hairstylist? the person has to ask the question. They may say, no, I don't really have a hairstylist, or they may say, I have a hairstylist. If they say that, you say, oh, well, they're wonderful. I would like to become your backup hairstylist, because trust me, if your hairstylist or if you're going to a hairstylist, there's going to come a time when that hairstylist is not available or can't fit you in, right? And so if you are a hairstylist trying to communicate or connect with someone, you would say, then I want to be that secondary. I want to be that backup hairstylist. And then your responsibility is to be following up, connect, provide hair care tips and different things to that person. Trust me, I have helped a lot of hairstylists to convert people over who said that they had a primary hairstylist, but they weren't getting the kind of attention from that hairstylist that I am sharing. I have shared with others about the follow-up process. So this works with any business. Oftentimes, someone says, oh, well, I have someone that I buy that from, or I have someone that I'm working with now, but I can guarantee you that most people's follow-up processes are very weak. So if you can strengthen your follow-up process, communicate with them in such a way to add value to their lives, you are going to convert that person, okay? So this is why the 30-second commercial is so very, very important. Another thing is that in addition to the 30-second commercial, it's very, very important for you, as you give a person the opportunity to share with you who they are, it's important for you to pick up on keywords and phrases and then write it down, jot it down, because you're not going to remember it. Jot it down if something strikes you, because that's going to help you in closing the sales or in continuing and enhancing the relationship, whatever it may be. And by the way, when you're networking out there with people, keep in mind, it's, you know, lose that attitude of I'm only talking to you because I want you to buy something from me. You really have to have a free and open heart, and you have to have the mindset that I am in the blessing business, you know, because even if you're not my client, I know someone that you might be able to go to for something that you do need, or I might be able to lead you to a resource that you may need for something else. Keep in mind that people often are going to remember you for how you have helped them, even if it's not relevant to your business, which then in turn causes them to trust and have some type of familial loyalty to you in saying, I'll go ahead and try this because this person helped me with this or that. So keep that in mind, okay? So these are some of the things that should be in your plan, in your networking plan. And having these tools, all of these different things in place, your having the connection call system in place, having a calendar system and a link that you can actually connect them to, and then having at least 3 30-second commercials. I call them commercials, but 3 15 to 30-second what would be descriptions of how you're going to be bringing value to them, you need to be able to have that. So let me tell you, I have a Spilebound notebook that's full of what I call infomercials or commercials or descriptions of how I'm going to introduce myself to individuals depending upon who they are and the environment that I am in. So I have descriptions for whether I'm in a group setting, right? Whether I'm speaking in front of a crowd of people, an audience, whether I am one-on-one. I have different descriptions for all of that. Even for people that I perceive that they are being very stiff and not very sociable, I even have a way to break the ice with those types of individuals as well. So again, what happens is I'm telling you to start off with at least 3 infomercials or commercials about who you are and how you can bring value. But over a period of time, you need to have a collection that you can actually go to. Some people who are really into networking may have an index card box divided by subjects, groups, individuals, or what have you, and they have built up a huge portfolio of info commercials or 30-second sound bites that they can really share. They know how to bring it on. And what happens is over a period of time, you're going to be able to fine-tune and enhance how you describe yourself and how you bring value right away and have a person to be very interested in what you're saying. It's all about practice, right? It's all about practicing, and the more you do it, the better you become at it. So all of these are considered tools, right? Very, very important. So remember, I want to challenge you to do at least, right, at least two to three connection calls a day. So in order for you to start doing that, you got to start somewhere. You first have to make sure you have all of your tools in place, right? Your calendar system, a database system. And by the way, both Calendly and Capsule CRM, both of these tools have apps that you can put on your phone so that you can be mobile with it as well, okay? Very, very excited to share those with you because this is something that you need. So for those of you who have just tuned in, this is Trina Newby with Women About Biz and the Successful Woman Radio Show, and we today are talking about the truth about marketing, and I'm just kind of doing some preempt things on sharing with you about putting together your networking plan. Very, very important. Now, one of the things I also want to remind you as you put your networking plan together, okay, is that remind yourself to always go back over your products and services and make sure that you have a full knowledge of those products and services, okay? And make sure that you have whatever marketing materials or promotional information that you tell someone that you're going to send them, don't announce it unless you actually have it available. So you need to ahead of time make sure that you have a marketing flyer or a brochure, whatever you can email to somebody quickly, whether it's a video, an overview, or what have you. Ladies, let's make sure that all of these things are in place. And remember, very, very important, as you are doing those connection calls that I'm recommending that you do daily, 2 to 3, make sure that you do not carry on from day to day and not database that contact information in your Capsule CRM. No, you want to make sure that you are absolutely doing that, okay? So that's enough about the networking plan. I just wanted to go over that with you, okay? And I am going to go over the follow-up system again to talk about, you know, ways to follow up. I'll go over that in the end, right after we talk about the truth of marketing. At this time, right now, I want you guys to know that I am so appreciative of all of you who registered for the webinar training, the workflow of marketing. However, I've had to reschedule that, and we did not have it on last Wednesday. So it has been rescheduled for Wednesday, September 9th at 12 noon. So you still have an opportunity to go and get yourself registered, okay? Registered right away for the workflow of marketing. I want to just share a little bit about what that particular training is going to be all about and how it can actually benefit you, the value in it. Well, first of all, this is what you should know. But having a marketing system or a marketing plan is very important, and it's great if you have something in place. But what most business women overwhelmed of putting it all together, right? So it's in this particular training, the workflow of marketing, that I'm going to share with you how to implement your marketing workflow. I'm actually going to go through my very own workflow system that I've created for Women About Biz recently, and I'm going to show you how my marketing workflow system is actually set up. I'm also going to share with you how to create a monthly marketing calendar, which I think is so very important. Best practices for managing your marketing system, I'm going to talk with you about that, and then delegating versus doing it yourself. I'm going to really dig a little deep and share with you why I believe delegating and having a virtual assistant to assist you in the day-to-day routine activities that you need to do for your marketing, why that's so important. So we'll be looking at all of that in the training, the workflow of marketing, which is coming up on Wednesday, September 9th at 12 noon Eastern time. So you can register for this by going to Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z, womenaboutbiz.net, and clicking on events in the top right menu bar. And from there, you will be able to see the workflow of marketing and get yourself signed up for it. Now, I want to let you guys know, we, out of 50 spots, we only have 15 available spots left, right? And so I want you guys to go ahead and register now. I think the board is full and we have more than 200 people on the line listening. And so all of you who are listening, go ahead. If you have not registered, you need to go ahead and register for the workflow of marketing. This is at no cost. This is our Wednesday lunch and learn. And so you can go ahead and get yourself registered. Again, go to womenaboutbiz.net, click on events in the top right menu bar, and there you will see the workflow of marketing coming up September 9th at 12 noon Eastern. And again, for all of you who have registered, we did send out 2 emails making sure that you were aware that the event was rescheduled for the 9th. So your position is safe. There is no need for you to re-register. It is safe. And again, we only have 15 slots left. And actually, I am looking now, we only have 10 left, so guys, go ahead, don't procrastinate on this, and go ahead and get yourself registered for the workflow of marketing. Coming up, we are going to be talking about the truth about marketing and why it's so important for you to understand marketing itself and why you cannot do without a marketing plan. So that is coming up in just a few seconds. Quickly, I want to remind all of you who are listening, if you have not joined the Women About Biz community on Facebook, please make sure that you go there and you do. We've got some great things happening in the community, and we are beefing it up and getting ready to do some more trainings and different things going on just for those in the community. So you can go to facebook.com/groups/womenaboutbiz, and it'll take you right to the group. Or just go to Facebook and put Women About Biz, B-I-Z, in the search bar, and it will pull up both our fan page and our group page. Just remember to like the fan page and then click on the group page and go there and request access, okay? Another way that you can request access, since you're on the site anyway, possibly registering for the workflow of marketing, you can also go and click on community in the top right menu bar at womenaboutbiz.net. And it will also register you, and we will then add you to the group. So there's a couple of ways you can do that. And so hopefully those of you who are not members of the community will go ahead and be part of it. By the way, we have a free membership at womenaboutbiz.net that's robust. It allows you to have access to our how-to articles and information there on the website. So if you have not joined as a free member, please make sure that you do so while you're on the site today as well. So all this month, ladies, as I said, we've been talking about marketing and how important marketing is and what it should be to your business. So what I want to do is I just want to go over a few more of those things. But before we do again, a lot of people, you guys, I just love you so much. Someone just texted me to remind me, are we going to do the 5 questions of focus and action? Well, my dear, yes, we are. So before we hop right into the truth about marketing, let's go ahead and get the 5 questions of focus and action out of the way, okay? So here's number one. Have I prepared my mindset for greatness? Now, this means that every single day you should be putting yourself in a space, in an environment within your mind of greatness. Things that you want to accomplish and do in life should be priority. They should be your focus. This requires you to do morning personal development, right? And it also requires you to be self-directed, self-motivated. You can do that by creating your own affirmations that are customized and personal just to you. Here's number two. What are my goals and priorities for the week? Well, all of you are going to have different answers to that question because you have different businesses. But here are three things that you must include to be a part of that. That is marketing, the number of leads, and sales. As the CEO of your company, you have got to keep yourself on the pulse beat of those three things. Here's number three. Am I clear on my role and responsibility as CEO? Again, am I clear on my role and responsibility as CEO? I think that's very key. You need to have a position description that helps you to understand who you are in your own business and what are your responsibilities. What should you be focused on? You can't just be focused on the labor side of business, but you've got to be focused on the visionary side of your business, the ambassador side of your business. That's all a part of being the CEO. And so you need to create that position description as soon as you possibly can. Let's take a look at number four. What tasks will I be delegating to others and following through on? Okay, this is a year of delegation, and it will carry forth in your business life from this point forward. Why? Because I am telling you that in order for you to take yourself from, you know, a mid five-figure to a high five-figure, six-figure, and beyond, you cannot do it by yourself. You cannot be an island all alone. You are going to have to depend on and utilize virtual assistants or an admin assistants, other people who have talents in particular areas to help you shorten your learning curve and move you fast. See, that's how you move faster in your business, is that you have other people helping you because you've developed what I call a power team of individuals around you. And then last but not least, in the five questions of focus and action, number five, am I clear on business finances? You know, I spoke earlier at the beginning of the show how you needed to become very familiar with numbers, because numbers are never going to lie to you, and they are the key, the pathway to our success. Well, it's important for you to have a bookkeeping system. It's important for you to have your hands on the pulse beat of your accounts payable. Know where all of your money is going, right? How are you spending your money every single month? Quick side note here, just a quick story. This about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I had a client that came to me who was saying that she was really upset because she was spending so much money that she was not able to see any income for herself. And I said, well, how much money are you looking to see every single month personally just for yourself? She says, well, I'm looking for $1,500 to $2,000. I said, okay, so how much money do you have coming into your business? She says, I have anywhere between $5,000 to $7,500 coming in every single month. And I'm like, okay, wow, that sounds like easily you should be able to come up with, you know, $1,500 to $2,000 to pay your own self, right? Well, guess what? Because she was not on the numbers, because she didn't have a pulse beat on her accounts payable, all of her money was being sucked up in accounts payables. And what we did is we were able to identify that she was paying out about $3,500 extra in different services and things that she didn't really use. She had been paying that for like 2 years almost, right? What we were able to do is walk through all of her accounts payables, cancel a lot of those accounts payables. And so not only was she able to give herself $1,500 a month, she was able to double that and give herself $3,000 in income every month. And, you know, she just, she just couldn't believe that she had her eyes off of her accounting to that point, to where she wasn't looking at all of the money being deducted out of her account every month. And so we had to look and talk about her habits as well, because sometimes when people are on the internet, when they're looking at things, they go and they get what they want, but not necessarily what they need or what's best for them. And that certainly was the case there. And so just clicking on the button and having your credit card saved in the computer and all of that, and just constantly subscribing to stuff and never using it, is a bad habit. You cannot do that, right? And so, again, this is why it's so very, very important to be clear on your business finances, bookkeeping, accounts payable, and last but not least, becoming that queen of cash flow, knowing how to prepare a cash flow analysis, which is so very, very key. So, again, I'm so excited. Thank you, guys. That's what I love. You guys, those of you who are really listening, thank you for reminding me to do the 5 questions of focus and action. We read them every Monday, because you're going to have different answers to these questions at different periods of your business throughout the year. You may have a different answer in January than what you're going to have right now. So these 5 questions of focus and action, you need to ask them of yourself as often as necessary. They were designed to help you strengthen your leadership ability for your company. It is 12:48 after the hour. You are listening to No Other Than, guess what, the Successful Woman Radio Show. And I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. So excited that all of you are here with me today. And I want to remind you, if you can, ladies, make sure that you share Successful Woman Radio with other business women that you know. It's so important for women to have a positive environment. And there are a lot of women out there who can't necessarily afford coaching or be able to be connected with someone who is going to sow seeds of blessing into their lives and give them information that they will be able to put to use right away. So I want to encourage you to share Successful Woman Radio Show with as many business women as you can. Don't keep the resource to yourself, but bless the lives of others, and it will come back to you, right? Push down, shaken together, running over. So thank you to all of you who continue to share the radio show. We have had hundreds of thousands of people to download the show over the last 10 years, and it has just been a true blessing for me to sow seeds in other people's lives and give them information that they didn't know anything about. So let's go ahead and get right down to the truth about marketing. Why is marketing so very important? Well, first, let's go back and take a look at the definition of marketing. We shared this in the very first series in this month about marketing, but let's take a look again at the definition of marketing. Marketing is the system of attracting other people to what you have to offer. Okay, so marketing is an attraction system, right? The whole purpose of you creating a marketing strategy or a marketing plan is to attract other people to what you have. And oftentimes, this is the way that you're going to generate leads for your business. Well, here's some things about attracting other people to you that you need to understand. The first thing is that, truthfully, you can't just off the cuff go and start marketing your business. Marketing is one of those things that requires research. It requires knowledge about your target market. And it's also something that in order to better market yourself, you need to be able to brand, right? So what is branding? What does branding actually mean, right? I think a lot of people get confused because when they hear the word branding, they automatically start thinking about marketing. They think, well, branding is marketing and marketing is branding. The two are interchangeable. Wrong. Branding is not the same as marketing. It's a part of marketing, okay? So what branding is branding is actually deciding how you want to present yourself to another person. It's how your customers recognize and experience your business. A really good brand is more than just having a logo, right? It's actually something that is reflected throughout not just your logo, but the colors, the brand colors that you're going to use. So you should always have a set of colors that you use that when people see them, they think about you. So you need to be able to choose your colors. In addition to choosing your colors, you also want to make sure that you are taking a look at the title of your business, because if your business name does not describe exactly what you do, you need to be able to also have a subtitle that says exactly what it is that your business is about, right? So a lot of people who say Johnson and Associates, for example, we don't know who Johnson and Associates is, so they have to have a subtitle to tell us who they are. I have one of my businesses says KDN Consulting. KDN stands for my initials of my name, Katrina Davis Newby, right? But who knows what type of consulting I do? So under there, I say small business advice that works, so that you know that I'm a small business advisor, right? That's what I do, and it works. What I share with you is something that is going to work. And so, again, you have to make sure that you are branding all the way. So branding has a lot to do with the colors. It has a lot to do with your logo. It has a lot to do with the sub-phrases up under your title of your business. It also has something to do with if you are a coach or a speaker or a writer, you may decide to come up with quotes that are specific to you that you use as well. Or if you are a radio host or you are planning to do a podcast, you may come up with something that people recognize you by. For example, one of the quotes that I came up with that has over this last, I've been using this quote now for about 15 years, and so many people say, I want to write this down. So listen at this. This is a quote that I have that I use a lot of the time, and I say, and it's all about the comfort zone, is take off your shoes of fear, put on your shoes of courage, and step beyond your comfort zone, for that is where success lives. And that particular expression, I have had so many people that said, oh, my gosh, I thought about you the other day as I heard someone talk about comfort zone and that quote that you always say with taking off your shoes of fear. And so, again, that's me branding myself. What can you do to better brand yourself? That is so very, very important. So the truth about marketing is that when you are trying to attract people, the truth is that you have to become part of the equation. You have to make sure that you have a logo, a name, a subtitle if necessary, colors that are expressive of who you are, and then you need to be willing to wear those colors and express those colors in some way, and that your logo is stamped on everything that you do, your social media posts, your website, your stationery, everything that you use on and offline, it should be branded with all of that. But here's the big thing. The biggest thing that is going to separate you, other people, is you. You are the competitive edge. Now, why is that? It is my belief that nobody can be you, right? Nobody can be you. I can't go and be you. I don't look like you. I don't sound like you. I can't go and be you, and so therefore I can't compete with that. That's your competitive edge. No matter what you are selling, no matter what your business service is, the biggest thing that you need to know and understand is that your competitive edge is you, and that is the truth. Because a lot of you listening to the show, your business is not the only business that's doing that same thing in and around the country, right? There are, could be hundreds or thousands or even a few million of people that are doing the same thing that you're doing. So how do you begin to separate yourself? How do you begin to step up and stand out? Well, the truth of the matter is that you are the competitive edge. No matter what the product or service is, you are the competitive edge. Think about Microsoft for a minute. You know, Bill Gates became the competitive edge by simply who he was, Bill Gates. You know, he started being the ambassador for Microsoft. He started interviewing on a lot of talk shows, radio shows. He became that ambassador that company needed to get to the next level, and he became the competitive edge, right? Steve Jobs did the same things for Apple. He became the competitive edge. So, again, no matter how big or small your company is, you have to be willing to get out there and step up and stand out. And if you don't, then it's going to require you to find a spokesperson or somebody who can do it for you, okay? But I know that most of the people that listen to this show are solo entrepreneurs, so that means that you are the one that has to get in there, step up and step out, which is so very, very important, okay? The other thing that you need to understand about marketing in and of itself is that marketing is a system, okay? And a system is a compilation of methodologies and techniques that are working together in sync, in harmony. That's the truth, right? And so what I find out a lot of the times with a lot of solo entrepreneurs and with a lot of small business owners is that they may have some piece of marketing in place, but not all together. And that's something that we have to realize is that marketing is a system. And the whole purpose of marketing is to generate leads. That's the only thing it's supposed to do. It's supposed to attract people to us so that they can knock on the door and ask us about our product or service, thereby allowing us to qualify them and to generate a lead. The next truth that I want you to know about marketing is that I want you to understand and realize that in today's time, marketing should be automated. And what that means is that a lot of the heavy lifting is going to be done by a lot of online tools on the internet, right? A lot of software tools on the internet. So at the very least, you definitely need to have a marketing email marketing system that has an autoresponder that can do time-released emails for you, right? Very, very important. And you need to have a system as well on your website that can relay when people fill out forms. It can relay their contact information to your marketing email system, which then starts the automated process. Very, very important. The next truth about marketing is before you ever use any of the tools and resources that are out there, it's important for you to realize, right, that everything needs to be written down on paper. Everything needs to be planned out on paper first, right? And that is something that a lot of business women have a weakness in doing, is that it's all in your head of how you want things to happen, but it's not on paper planned out, and then you go and implement it. So one of the things that's important in the automation portion of marketing is that with your email system, when you are doing automated emails that should be going out to people who sign up for different things and that type, all of those emails should be planned out. If you say that over a period of 30 days, every new person that you connect with should be put in, you know, the new customer or the new prospect list, then it's going to be important. It's going to be important for you to have all of those emails already created. That is a part of your content system. And it should be done ahead of time. You can't wait and say, okay, I'll write the first 3 emails and then I'll come back and write the next 10. If it's going to be 15 emails that will be sent out over a period of 30 days, then all of that has to be planned out. The emails and also what is the time space between individuals receiving that email? Also, in those emails, for example, you always want to have a call to action. And a call to action can be a free report, it could be a free sample, a free offer, it could be something that is of value to that other person. And so you also, if you want them to join a membership, if you want them to go ahead and buy the product, give them a discount of some type, all of that falls under a call to action. And that is what you have to understand and know. So the truth is that there is a lot of ahead of time planning. You've got to be proactive if you want your marketing to really start working well for you and you want to be able to implement it properly. That means that you're going to have to learn to be a very proactive person. Here's another truth about marketing. A lot of the overwhelmness about marketing can be taken away if you understand how to arrange your content. One article relevant to your company, written about your business or your product and what you do, one article can be spun in 20 different ways to help you with social media, to help you on creating flyers and graphics, or to help you in doing a quick Facebook Live or live on Instagram. Just one article. So you need to understand that you don't have to have a whole lot of content. You can write one article a week, two articles a month, but what you need to know is how to spin all of that information, how to make that work on your behalf, okay? The truth is that you don't have to write a new article every single day. You don't have to have a whole lot of content. You just need to have good quality content that can be repurposed and used in different ways to attract people to you. Very, very important. And last but not least, you know, to our own self be true. Let's face it, we can't be an expert on everything when it comes to marketing. So at the end of the day, you need someone who knows more about marketing to help you. You know, it's okay to go and buy a marketing book as the CEO so you can get more acquainted with marketing and understand, you know, what your needs might be. But then you may need someone to help you implement and get this stuff going. Don't take so much time and think that, don't fool yourself to think that you can learn everything you need to learn to get it going, and then you find yourself 12 months later still at the same spot. Can I get a witness? I've been there, done that. How many of you have been there, done that? So what you need to understand about marketing, the truth of the matter is that you can't do it all by yourself. We're talking about getting you from a five-figure to a high five-figure to a mid six-figure and above income, and it just can't be done with just you. Your responsibility as the CEO of your company is to be the brand ambassador. It's to be the ambassador out there talking and connecting with people and, you know, looking at ways you can generate leads for your company, looking at ways that you can close the sale with customers and clients. You can't do everything. And so, again, this is something that you've got to embrace and reckon with right away if you're planning on seeing some results this year with your marketing, okay? At the end of the day, the final truth is that your business can't do without marketing. It is the lifeblood of your business. And if you want to see more results, more money, more business, more customers, more clients, if you want more success in your business, then marketing is where it is at. But make no mistake about it, marketing, sales, and leads are three different systems, okay? So once you have your marketing system in place, then you need to figure out how to handle the leads that come from marketing and what is the follow-up process for that so that they can be converted. And then once you figure that out, you have to have a sales system, which is the final system of how are we going to, once we know that they're interested in our product or service, how are we going to close the business? What are we going to use to close the business? So there you have it. the truth about marketing. And I trust that some of you who are listening to the show, I trust that you will go ahead and realize that you can't do all of this on your own, that it's important for you to find someone that can assist you to better understand how to implement the marketing that's right for your business, how to better brand yourself, because, again, marketing is the lifeblood. I want to remind everyone to please go and register for the workflow of marketing so I can share with you how I have just recreated some marketing for Women About Biz and how it's working for me. So I hope that you guys will register for that coming up on September 9th at 12 noon Eastern Time. Well, that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I love you all. Don't forget to share the show with everyone else and be back here coming up for the first Monday in September as we share a new theme, a new topic. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.